What's the relationship between what's happening with these information networks and this kind of object or matrix or fecund
You mean,
hyperdimensional?
how does our own cyberspatial technology relate to the presence of this Neoplatonic object of... Well, that sounds like this dialogue you want to get in on with the Garland of Letters or the Kabbalah, or, I mean, mathematics is somehow this web of something which holds nature together and seems to spring out of a higher mind of some sort. I mean, mathematics is really what it's all about when you finally get it sliced thin, I think. And that makes sense platonically and from this Neoplatonic thing, you know, that's and by Neoplatonic I mean Proclus and Plotinus and those people who came about 500 years late after Christ. Yeah. Have you been to Ravenna? That's where they have these mosaics that are, because it was basically a theory of pixelation. It was an elemental theory. So they were tiny, pure, undividable elements of essence that went together to produce phenomena. Well, all those people came out around the end of the 6th or early 7th century. It was Plotinus, Proclus, Porphyry. Yeah, Plotinus, he had the right idea. And, you know, it was late Gnosticism, so all this star magic and really wild theories of stellar... Well, it was when the Hermetic corpus was settling nicely into position. All those doctrines of calling down the voices and all that.